Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert spins and fires to second, and Northrup is picked off. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield has Lump trapped. There's the throw to Askew and over to Alves, who tags Lump for the out. Kaline moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to third. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis tags and scores. Wagner tags and moves to third. Colavito tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Lump moves to third. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump scores. Cash moves to third. K-Line moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. K-Line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Padres now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Salmon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash strikes out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Northrup hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Gary Bell now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Joe Askew. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hauser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Landis pinch hits for Gary Bell. Larry Sherry now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is walked intentionally. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Gonzalez scores. Landis moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Alves strikes out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. 2 outs. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre juggles the ball. That's an error on Aguirre. Landis scores. Hinton scores. Davalillo goes all the way around to score. Whitfield moves to second. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Dell Crandall now catching. Don McMahon now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. McAuliffe moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 8-to-4, Indians. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lump moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.